This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Protesters gathered outside Zimbabwe's Election Commission office as results were being announced. VOA's Jeff Custer has this update.
The Electoral Commission announced Wednesday that Zimbabwe's ruling party has won a majority of seats in parliament. The ruling ZANU-PF won 109 seats, while the main opposition MDC party had 41 in the country's 210-seat House of Assembly. Two seats were won by smaller parties, and 58 seats had yet to be declared. The commission said it would announce the results of Zimbabwe's presidential race, pitting President Emmerson Mnangagwa against opposition leader Nelson Chamisa, only after all the votes have come in from across the country. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A repatriation ceremony was held in South Korea for the remains that are presumed to be of soldiers who fought during the Korean War. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has that story.
The remains of U.S. troops were officially handed over from North Korea as part of a repatriation ceremony on Wednesday at Osan Air Base in South Korea. Vincent K. Brooks, commander of United States Forces Korea, paid tribute to the war dead at the ceremony.
For the warrior, this is a cherished duty.
The remains will be flown to Hawaii, where they will begin undergoing in-depth forensic analysis. Apart from a single military dog tag, no other information was provided by North Korea that could help U.S. forensic experts determine their individual identities. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Congo's former Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba returned to the country on Wednesday to register as a presidential candidate in December's long-delayed election. It comes more than a decade after his arrest in Belgium, which led to a trial at the International Criminal Court over war crimes. President Joseph Kibala was supposed to end his term in late 2016, and the opposition worries that Kabila will find a way to hold onto power. This is VOA News. In Northern California, twin fires straddling Mendocino and Lake counties have destroyed at least seven homes and threatened an estimated 12,000 more. Speaking on KRCR-TV, California National Guard Battalion Commander Andrew Hansen says the destruction caused by the car fire in Northern California is similar to what you would see in a war zone.
It really looks like something from another world. I mean, it's very surreal. We kind of liken it to some of the devastation you see overseas in other countries. And you're just not used to seeing that here in the United States.
New blazes exploded into life and threatened more homes in what has become an endless summer of flame. A U.S. federal judge has blocked a Texas man from putting plans on the internet showing people how to make plastic guns in their own homes. VOA's Ken Schwartz has more.
Judge Robert Lasnik's order is, for now, stopping people from learning how to use a 3D printer like this one to make their own guns at home. The ruling puts on hold the Trump administration's settlement last month with this man, Cody Wilson, who in 2013 posted plans online for a printable gun.
For me, it's a demonstration of a really radical equality.
Lots of people disagree. Earlier this week, eight states and Washington, D.C. filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, saying the guns are just too dangerous. Ken Schwartz, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. lawmakers from both sides of the political aisle are criticizing the Trump administration for not taking a harsher stance against Russian interference in the upcoming elections. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
National Intelligence Director Dan Coats says they are still seeing activity from a so-called Russian troll farm whose members were recently indicted in the special counsel investigation. Vice President Mike Pence says he's confident officials can prevent further meddling by foreign agents. But Missouri Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill said that Russian hackers tried to infiltrate her Senate computer network in 2017. New Hampshire Democrat Jean Shaheen says McCaskill isn't the only one and that somebody needs to be accountable for cybersecurity across the government. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Police said thieves in Sweden walked into a small town's medieval cathedral in broad daylight Tuesday and made off with priceless crown jewels dating back to the early 1600s before escaping by speedboat. Tom Roswell saw the robbery taking place.
The two men hurriedly jumped on board and it sped off in that direction over that way.
The thieves snatched two gold crowns and an orb made for King Carl IX and Queen Christina in the daring robbery. The criminals remain at large. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.